and I want to visit my village. I can't.
I can.
Okay. I want to go to swim in the sea.
I can.
Okay, I can't. I want to visit my dad.
I could probably do it.
I can't. I want to live a normal life.
All right, Young and Naive. We left Israel. Where are we here?
You are in my house.
But where is it?
In Ramallah.
Ramallah?
Yes.
And Ramallah, is it Palestine?
It's a Palestine city.
And who are you?
I'm Sumud.
You get a full name?
I'm Sumud Ahmed Saadat from Ramallah City. Mm-hmm. I'm 28 years old. I'm activist. I'm a field researcher in Adamir for human rights and prisoners relief. I'm a field researcher.
Why do you care for prisoners?
What?
Why do you care for prisoners?
Because the occupation, they are arrested them, and in my job, I must have to documentate what happened with the prisoners from the first moment for his arrested until he get out, because a lot of stories we have.
Do you have any personal stories about prisoners?
No, we are documentate the intihakat evaluation. No. The punished. What they are prisoners face inside jail.
Did you have any?
Because we have. Hello, bye. Bye. Because the Zionist system, they are, systemized to punish Palestinian people.
Why?
Because it's occupation, and they want to stay, and they want to be strong, and they want to be control everything. They are used, arrested to like a tool, to cut everything for Palestinian. Because if you want to make anything for Palestine and Palestinian issue, you will be arrested.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Just because you are active for something, or
active in any activity, political activity, and in any also in any activities, not just political. So why? Because this occupation, and you know more about occupation on the world, what they are doing. They want to be. To control and to take everything in this land and to take land also.
And they are Israelis?
They are
the Israelis?
The Israelis, yes.
And do you have any personal connection to any prisoner?
No, to any prisoners? I think Israeli. prisoners?
Yeah. Do you have any personal friends or family
in
prison?
Yes, my father.
Your father?
Yes.
What did he do?
He's a political person. He's a leader for left party here in Palestine. It's named PFLP. And
what does it stand for?
Stand what?
PLFLP.
Palestinian for Liberation Palestine. Popular in Palestinian popular for Liberation Palestine. And what they are doing? They are a political party to get freedom. They are fighting in all tools, political and in military tools. They are believe in. We want to be. We must to bring our land. So we are fighting. So we are in conflict. So we must be strong to fight it.
But don't like all Palestinian parties want freedom?
Yes, all Palestinian, but the different for that they are, I believe, in a right. In a left, they are Marxism. They are believe in Marxism.
You're Marxist party.
What?
Your party is a Marxist party?
Not my party.
Your dad's party.
My father.
Your father's party.
Yes.
It's a Marxist party.
Yes.
And how? Tell us the difference between like the your father's party and Fatah and Hamas.
Yes. Okay. All of our this party, they are united to get freedom. This is the united, yani something they are mushtarak.
All of them, they want.
They wanted to get freedom. Okay, this is yani one thing they are. All this party have it, but the difference between these, the first one, you know, how we want to get freedom. Someone say, you know, it is a. Long conflict. So we must fighting in all tools, not just negotiation. Yes, I have wrong spelled in this exactly in this word. So this is for leftist party like Fatah, okay? And they are, yani, you know, about Oslo agreement and what happened with the Palestinian people. Mm. And this agreement, it's not give us our rights, anything. Why? Because Israel, they are continue arrested people. They are continue and that's to build settlement. They are build a wall. They are cut the cities in checkpoints. So we didn't saw any thing good from this side. So they didn't want a real peace.
Fatah.
Not Fatah, Israel.
Oh.
Occupation.
Okay.
So Fatah, they are focused on that. You know, we want peace. We want peace. Okay. All of us want peace. But how I want to have a real peace, an equal peace. This is the side. And other side, they are believe in, no, we must have a religion.
Hamas.
Islamic religion and political. And we are believe in, no, we must have a civil society. So we don't believe in, no, the religion. It must be beside political. It's a personal thing.
Separate state and religion.
Yes. So this is the difference. And if yani, how yani, how the life system, yani, what I say before, and how the if I want to make anything, I believe it. I want an equal chance inside Palestine. I want an equal in education. Mm-hmm. Education for all, not just for rich people. So this is the different, I think, you know, the democratic life. And after freedom, we want a democratic system, like how it's be changing in election. Not in violence, no, in election, okay, after freedom. So in how fighting the occupation, they are, yes, also different. You know, Fatah, they are believe in this side, what I say before.
The negotiation?
Yes. And Hamas, maybe Hamas, they have the same like right party, you know, we must fighting in all tools, military and political and economic and society. And this is the same, but the different, it's in the thinking about the idea. So this is the different. And I say always, you know, okay, it's normal to have a different parties. It's normal. We, yani, I don't like, you know, all the society have the same. No. Mm. It's a healthy condition to have these parties and these different. Mm. So, and you know, okay, I'm activist. Okay, if I believe in, you know, in this side, I go with this side. Right. If I believe in this way, if I believe in this way, it's a healthy, but I think, you know, in this time we don't have a state. So the main goal for us united to fight. So that's it's our party's agenda after get freedom. But in this time, in this moment, I think, you know, they are activists, popular committee, parties, Palestinian Authority, Palestinian Authority also in Gaza, because we have two, you know, about the problems between Fatah and Hamas. But I think in this time, because we are still under occupation, okay, they have a Palestinian Authority, but all decision, all something, or any needs for people, they are controlled from by Israel, not by Palestinian Authority. You know, they are in middle of night, they are came and arrested from Ramallah. Ramallah, it's under Palestinian Authority control. So I think in must, you know, and this time we are still under occupation. The main something we must to focus all parties and activists and anybody, Palestinian people, have a Palestinian ID and national, they are must to focus how I will fight the occupation personality, yani also, yani how I will fight to end and to share, to, yani, to sharing in this activity to end occupation.
Is a democracy in the West Bank?
We have a democracy in West Bank. Mm-hmm. What do you mean? Any politica?
Did you have? Is there any elections, like for yes. president or parliament?
Yes,
or something?
Yes. President and also PLC, parliament, and also municipality, not municipality. Yes, municipality. Municipality, it's okay. Yani, I believe. Okay, in a municipality, it's a give people helping. Okay, it's inside cities, but in yani, political system, I think in yes, we must have. كيف ده فسر له ياهم؟ إنه في مرحلة التحرر كمان يعني مرحلة التحرر في لازم يكون في نمط ديمقراطي في الأحزاب. Oh, I want to explain something to. Yani, know yeah. what I think in this moment. Yes, I say you know, now we are under occupation. So this is the main goal we must to be believe it. But you know, this is a long time to get freedom. We believe in you know, that's from 1948, and before that we are under British occupation. So I think it's a yani, it's a long steps. To get freedom, maybe in not in this time when I'm young, maybe my children in the future and
really
they have a freedom. I don't know. Huh. Okay, but in this, in I want to. You know, we are collective. In this main idea, united and to get freedom. But inside our, we must have a democratic. Life inside, because if you want to take a decision, you must be talk about that, and then إنه يعني داخل الحياة السياسية إنه لازم إنه يكون في حياة ديمقراطية يعني أخذ القرارات.
Under the political life, you have to get the democracy. Life. That's why you have to get something like rules, something yes. like order, something like that. It has to be democratic order, not dictatorial.
Yes.
But can there be a democracy when you're under occupation?
Yes. How can we be democracy? How I take a decision inside Barthes? This is the first. Point and how I okay the main subject is fighting okay but inside how I yani meet people and how I take my decision inside مثلاً inside a whole parties they are working together or have active activity together yes They must. Democratic. Okay, if I believe in woman right, I must have a woman in up, not in, under. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's democratic. And to believe in the woman must sharing man to fight together, not behind him.
How are the woman rights in Palestine, in the West Bank?
Ah, okay.
Are you guys equal?
No, we don't have a real equal.
No?
Because we have a patriarch system.
What is that?
It's a control from men, yani. You know about the Middle East and the problems in culture in Middle East and what happened, what they are look for women. But I think now in this moment, something, yani, more yani changing from past. Yani, woman have her education, it's usual. Woman have her decision to marriage. Yani, it's yani, we have
it. You can choose who you marry.
What? You can, sure. And met him before, it's yani, not all cities in West Bank. Yani, if I say the West Bank in middle cities, in West Bank, yani, it's more open than the north and the west, okay? Like Hebron, like Jenin, Tul Karem. They are more traditional, like Ramallah, Bethlehem, Jerusalem. The women, when they are going to education, they have a chance also to work after, because we have a hard condition in economic, because our economic is not individual. It's a control from Israeli occupation. So this is give women more chance. And here, okay, I live in Ramallah, so I can talk a whole pictures in Ramallah. And a woman, yes, they have more than chances here in Ramallah, because it's more open society inside city. And we saw people, women and girl, women and men have activity together. They are work together and they are volunteer together. They are dancing together in folklore dancing group. I'm a dancer also.
Well, can you explain to like a Western audience what's the difference between Gaza and West Bank?
Okay, Gaza and West Bank, it's a whole. I say,
if people never heard that there's a
different. And that's what occupation wanted. They want to cut between Gaza to be a state, and between Gaza and West Bank and 48 land to get this state and state and state. They are cutting the everything.
They're separated.
So yes, and so I can't meet my friend in Gaza, and I'm listening from my friend how they are living. Gaza, it's more traditional, because you know about what happened between Fatah and Hamas, and Hamas, they are, okay, in 2006, when Hamas, where they are win in election, in PLC election, they are win, okay? And, you know, when one party is win, take more than 15%, they are make authority. So after that, the American, they are saying no, they are terrorism, they are they want to be in judged in political, they are terrorism. Okay,
are they terrorists?
No.
Hamas?
They are, no.
No?
No, no. They are apartheid. Palestinian parties, they are, okay, they are believe in religions, that's their ideas. But they are a Palestinian party, they are fighting occupation also.
But they shoot rockets.
The image in the world, they are terrorism, but they are not. Terrorism, because Israel and American system, they wanted they wanted this picture to be on the world. But I say Israel is terrorism because they are stolen our land. They are take. I'm not from Ramallah, you know. I'm from Deir Tarif. It's a village near Ramla. Ramla, it's a city inside 48 land. And my fathers and my family fathers, they are from them. But they are a refugee after 48, what happened in Nakba, in Palestine.
What's Nakba?
In Nakba, they are, Nakba. I have a pain when I say Nakba. When our Israel occupation destroyed our houses in 48 land. 48
there was
land,
a war, right?
They are not a war. When you are talk a war, you are take a like Mitzrayim, equal two sided. No. Palestinian before, after Nakba, they are live a normal life. But someone from outside, they are come to take a land, to kill people. They are do many majzara, many criminal to kill people and women, and they are stolen the houses and people. They are afraid. They are don't know what they are wanted. So they are going to a safe places like. West Bank and Gaza and another, they are get out from Palestine, from his land. This is Yani, this is Nakba, what happened. We are not a state to have a fighting two sides. They are come from outside. They are coming. I don't talk about Jewish Palestinian people. To be honest, okay, we have before Nakba, they are doing a story. You know, it's a Jewish state, and we want a Jewish state. We have before Nakba a Jewish Palestinian people, and we have Islamic, and we have
Egyptian, Christian.
Yes, so it's a.
So there was already a one state solution in one sense.
So we are what?
Like before,
yes, one state for all religions and all peoples. So, I want to say, so, Palestinian people, they are no, we don't have a problem with Jewish people on all the world.
Palestinians, you're not anti-Semitic or anti-Jewish.
What? Yeah. Palestinian people, that's what they are saying. Yes?
It's not true.
It's not true, yes. So we have a problem with Zionist system, occupation system. They take a story to say in the world, you know, we have a right, Jewish, and no, we don't have if you have a Jewish religion, I don't, I have a problem. I have a friend Jewish from Argentine, from American, I have a friend. I don't have any problem with that. But I have a problem with occupation system. And they are, believe in, they are occupation system.
So you wouldn't have a problem if the occupation ends, you don't have a problem with Israel. Like you
Israel.
It's you're
not Israel. In this system, I think, my belief, in this system, anybody live under that system, it's not Israel, it's not a real state. They are came from Western, from North, from, and they are collective them. They are, they are, it's not real, because inside this system, they have conflict inside them, because it's not a real system. It's a they are always bring people from Ethiopia, from American, from Russian, from Egypt, from Iran, from they are collective, just collective. So inside this society, they have a whole conflict, a very big conflict, because the Western, they are control on their system. It's not, but I say, you know, anybody live under this system. This system, they are believe, you know, I want to kill Palestinian. I want to end Palestinian story. I want to stolen their land. I want to kill their identity, Palestinian identity. I think he's not, yani, Israel, yani, they're the story of religion for them about what happened in religion, about Israel and Israeli people. So
what's your, in the end, what's your preferred solution to all this? Okay, the occupation needs to end, right?
Yeah.
But should there be two states, Palestine and Israel, or did...
One state for all.
Or one state for all?
Yeah.
Like the one state solution?
I think in two states is not waqai, not fair. Because we have a Palestinian outside. They are live in refugee camps in Lebanon, in Jordan. And they are, when I'm talking with them, their dreams to come here, to sit with me and drink a coffee. It's a very simple dream. Okay.
I can do it, but they can't.
Yes, they can't. And I want to visit my village. I can't.
I can.
Okay. I want to go to swim in the sea.
I can.
Okay, I can't. I want to visit my dad.
I could probably do it.
I can't. No. I want to live a normal life.
I can.
Okay, I want to think in my future to have a chances in a very normal state, because I'm young. Okay, so I must to be build my future, and you know, how I want to build myself, but under occupation you can't, because we don't have a chance, just one chance, to fighting.
But how can this be possible? How can you share one state, like, if for so many years, you know, the occupation and the fighting, yes, and all that? How is that
how
possible?
How is that to end a Zionist story? It's the first time. Okay, anybody they wanted to be in this state, it's no problem. State, it's a democratic state. One democracy state.
Not a Jewish state?
Not Jewish state, and not Islamic state, and not any religion state. It's a democratic state for all people. And it's a, we can change where they are, can do it parties and change that in elections. But I think if political listen to our thinking, okay, we are activists and we are young and we are...
Naive.
So it's a very simple, but what they are thinking? They are thinking in own personality stories. And also the occupation system. They didn't want a real peace, an equal peace. They didn't want any Palestinian. They want to kill them, all of them, to get out from this land. And they are doing many things. Like checkpoints, like building more settlements, and they are stolen by law. They are using law to take our lands in security reasons. So I think, I don't know if anybody inside this system have the same idea of me, but I listen more than time. You know, some people have the same idea. But now I can't have any relation with anybody under this system, because they are kill us. They are, okay, in my own story, they are arrested my father. They are kill my uncle also. And they are in own stories, okay? But on a whole national story, they are occupation.
So if you want a one state, what would you call that state? Like Israel, Palestine?
Not Israel, because I think, you know, we don't have an Israel state. Okay, they are more strong, they are control everything, they are. Before they are coming, it's named Palestine. It's simple, okay? It's named Palestine before they are coming. Before 48, it's named Palestine in all words. And the all words, they are no, it's named Palestine because it's a state. It's Arabic state, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't care about the name more than, about how the state is built, okay? The name, but not Israel, because Israel is not real a story.
Thank you very much.
Welcome. Bye. We'll be right back.